can see the different angle of vision, we can see Raghunath Das Goswami. আরেকটা আছে না, এটা তো 4532 লেখা রয়েছে
আমার দুটো দিকে আছে, দুইটা রসমলাই আছে প্রতিষ্ঠা
as Baddhaji, which way he can come in the service of the Lord and which way possible to join in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu for service. As the form of bhakti, we have shown conditioned soul. We have shown the form. Another way is the dearmost associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's many devotees, they born many higher, and Raghunath Das Goswami also born far from Navadvip, but their connection was with Navadvip, a regular connection, that is, his father was very like king, semi-king, and his father had much donation to several bhaktas in Navadvip. Also, he given regular donation some of the pandits like Madhvita Acharya and others. That way Raghunath Das Goswami's connection was with the Vaishnavas from his childhood. And especially his nature, we can see as a liberated soul from childhood. He has no attachment with his family life, no attachment with money, no attachment with anything. Only attachment was with the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. That way he shown his pastimes in childhood, from childhood, but he learned Sanskrit, Kapo, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad. That was the tradition at that time. The children of the big Jamidar and kings, they are learning from the expert scholar, also Sanskrit in his childhood, young age he read Sanskrit, and it was first learned in Sanskrit. That is, we can see his poetry, many poetry, so that we can understand. He was born learned in Sanskrit. And I am thinking through that he has got much association, good association of the Vaishnavas in childhood.
But
young age. But connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was his natural love, affection and regard for Nimai Pandit. And that is, he was himself a big Pandit. He have got knowledge about all the scriptures, and when Mahaprabhu was famous, that time he was young, and if he have seen Mahaprabhu's glories and too much attracted and feelings without his any artificial feelings, not artificial, without any what is this?
Causeless natural feelings.
Causeless natural feelings we have for Mahaprabhu as the Lord Krishna. And he heard it, I think so, from Bhagavad Thakur, maybe from the Dutta Acharya Prabhu and other devotees also. He is taking association of the devotee, and through that strong feeling he has got in the young age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit is Bhagavan, Mahaprabhu. And not only that feeling, he is not only that artificial energy, he feels it very strongly, without any doubt. And through that, he was too much attracted with Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and always trying to stay in association of Mahaprabhu's devotee. But not was so much facility, that is, he was very big Jomidar's son, and all his sons in his family, and his responsibility was some administrative work he is doing at that young age. Because it's externally we can see the character of Raghunath Das Goswami and which way he joined with Mahaprabhu, he many times when he heard the Mahaprabhu taken sannyas, Raghunath Das Goswami also was taken sannyas and served. But that facility he had not got easily. Many times he tried to join with Mahaprabhu, and many times he has got strong opposition from his father's side. Not only that, father, uncle, they get married and try to involve within family life, but he did not like that, and he did not enjoy his family life. Too much renounced mentality was with to samsara. Mahaprabhu's preaching was vairagya and the attachment to Krishna, that both embodiment example you can see in Raghunath Thakur. The extreme vairagya Mahaprabhu preached through his different associates, different style of bhajan. But Raghunath Das Goswami, through him, he has shown Mahaprabhu the extreme vairagya. What is the renunciation, extreme renunciation? And that example, embodiment of vairagya, like renunciation, shown through Raghunath Das Goswami. And which Raghunath Das Goswami joined in Nityananda, joined in Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. That you know, one day Nityananda told him near to his village, that is, Khordha. There, Nityananda went, and in that, Raghunath Das Goswami heard it, Nityananda would come. কোনখানটা ওই জায়গাটায় নদীর চূড়া মহোৎসব হয়েছিল পানি সাম্প্রতি সেন্ট সাম ইনসেক্ট ইনসাইড মাই গার্মেন্ট অ্যান্ড ডিস্টার্বিং টু টেল দ্যাট ইজ রঘুনাথ দাস গোস্বামী ক্যারেক্টার ইজ ভেরি special character. Anyhow, this way you can see Raghunath Das Goswami, after getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, finally he has got chance to join in Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And here example comes, without mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, no one can serve Mahaprabhu perfectly. And no one will get the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Here is that type of example we can see. Also Kumbhakar Goswami like that. And he have got mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and other Jiva Goswami also. All the Goswami, they have got mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then they serve Mahaprabhu very happy. And here is an extreme example. You can see the Raghunath Das Goswami, many times he tried to join with Mahaprabhu first time, but cannot successful. But when he fed Nityananda Prabhu by his daughter, which is associate, and Nityananda Prabhu given his lotus feet, his head, and told, now your samsara, your attachment, now all gone, you will get Mahaprabhu. And within few days, he has got his chance, and he joined with Mahaprabhu's party in Nilachal. And you know that history in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Raghunath Das Goswami, one chapter is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But his vairagya, renunciation was exemplary. No one can follow, actually, that type of renunciation he had. This is until his disappearance, he showed, and Mahaprabhu's other devotee also cannot follow that example. that type of renunciation we have. And gradually what is good for the practitioner's life, he shows to his character. And he stayed with Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu given in hand of Swarup Damodar when he tried. And when he wants to hear from the lotus mouth of Mahaprabhu something, Mahaprabhu said, I given you to Swarup Damodar. Then you ask Swarup Damodar your question. But I am also telling something. Then Mahaprabhu given many advice and all is showing the renounce position, renounce yes, renounce position, all showing. And Mahaprabhu very happy was with Govinda Dattu Shabdi, that his renunciation was too much exemplary. And when he had got Gunjamala and Govardhan Sila that he given to Govinda Dattu Shabdi for worshiping and told Govardhan Sila is Krishna, you every day will give some water and tulasi, and sometimes you can give some khaja. What Jagannath Prasad Mulya Giri, you can offer to Giridhar sometimes. Ashtakori khaja. And Raghunath Das Goswami's character, if he is not taking money from any Vishwai, even his father, first he taken some money for the service of Mahaprabhu. Then he, sometimes he is inviting Mahaprabhu in his place, but taking prasad. Mahaprabhu also taking, but after that he stopped. And Mahaprabhu asked, why you have not invited for prasad to ask? Then Swarup Damodar said, he is thinking that money coming from his father, and his father is not Vaishnava, but such. And that is, he is not taking money and not spending his money also for the year. And Mahaprabhu was happy to hear that. Then, yes, it is true. His father is not pure Vaishnava, and as a Vishwai, his father's wealth he is spending. His father is Vishwai, and that he is spending. It is not good.
That means Vishwai.
Vishwai means
sense enjoy.
Yes.
But he was Vaishnava. Huh? He was Vaishnava, but not
pure Vaishnava. Vaishnava pride, Mahaprabhu said. Your father is Vaishnava pride, not pure Vaishnava. Mani, he is serving Vaishnava, but not pure Vaishnava. Anyhow,
Maharaj, the Mana Shiksha, when did that come?
Then Raghunath Goswami stayed and observed Mahaprabhu's pastime in Puri Dham. And there, oh man, you come here, man. Raghunatha Goswami observed Mahaprabhu's pastime and always tried to serve to other Vaishnavas, and every day he is doing 2,000 Vaishnav Dandavat. And taking Harinam, Sri Chaitanya Vaishnava is mixed up. This way he is spending and observing Mahaprabhu's pastime. And what is special, something happening, he heard from Sarupdhamma every day. That is, he is living in Sarupdhamma, serving Sarupdhamma. And every day he is hearing something special from Sarupdhamma. And that way he is spending time. And Mahaprabhu thinks that he become like mad. But he not going to Vrindavan, that is, Mahaprabhu, he was with Mahaprabhu and not tried to go Vrindavan. Then after Mahaprabhu, he wants to leave his body. But thinking, I shall go in Vrindavan and there Govardhan, from Govardhan I shall leave my body. Then he went to Govardhan. And there he met with Rupa Sanatana. And he have got new life, and he have seen Rupa Sanatana there doing service of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu existing within Rupa Sanatana. But that feeling comes to him, and he not left his body. And under guidance of Rupa Sanatana, he is living in the Vrindavan Dham. And his renounced life was every day he changing his place or state. No attachment with any tree, no attachment with any place.
Rupa Sanatana also.
This way he is spending, but his renounced mentality was too much example. Anyhow, when Mahaprabhu discovered Virada Kunda and Rupa Sanatana make it like Kunda, then giving seva to Raghunatha Goswami, this is Radha Kunda, you can stay here and you serve. And there was jungle also. In the jungle, he is living there, and a bank of Radha Kunda. And every day he is taking Krishna Nam and Dusha Subhastava Jitapurna. That way he is continuing his life, and he is getting feelings Radha Krishna's pastime, sometimes seeing their pastime, sometimes feeling their pastime. Very sweet. Is there Is there light? The Prabhupada Goswami at that time, he is composing. What he is seeing, Radha Govinda's pastime, feelings, Radharani and Sati and Manjari, everything, his feelings, sometimes he is composed in within sloka. And that sloka and also Vilapa Kusumangal, very famous book, and other books also, Kavavali. Many books he composed. His feelings expression, all the poetry. And he is living Radha Kunda, bank of Radha Kunda. There sometimes tiger also comes drinking water. One day Sanatana Goswami went there and have seen Raghunath Das Goswami sitting under the tree and doing japa. And he was intoxicated with Mahaprabhu's pastime, thinking Radha Govinda's pastime, and tiger drinking water. Seeing that Sanatana Goswami told to Raghunath Das Goswami, tiger not only do anything to you, but we are afraid to see that. Then you must make one touch it. Touch it whom at least, some cover. Then we will be some, we will feel some peace. This way, what Rup Sanatan telling, he is following perfectly. And also, his feelings come as his Krishna Leela form. That feelings he expressed in the book. Actually, not he composed the book. He composed many stop, poetry, etc. And expression of the form. And Jiva Goswami and other Goswamis also, they were very much, they given very much honor to Raghunath Das Goswami. That is, no one can follow him, that type of his character. And too much is enough. And last time he is only taking 200 gram, maybe 100 gram buttermilk, whole day. And who would follow him? And no garments, nothing. Shivasit, Shivagrishya. When winter or summer, he tolerated both. Maybe one kumbhal, sometimes he used it. Like that. His character was like that. Sanatana and other Goswami in Krishna Leela. And always was intoxicated sometimes with Krishna pastime. And his position also he expressed. Gunamanjari, no? Raghunath Das Goswami. That was his Krishna Lila Bhagavata. But another vision we have got from Madhya Guru Maharaj even said about Raghunath Das Goswami. If Raghunath Das Goswami not existing within Gaura Lila, his character, then we not only get full Mahaprabhu's Lila expression. That is, he was in Sarup Damodar and he observed everything. He was so brilliant, and you will see in his, if you see his poetry, then you will understand how much he was brilliant. And educated. Sometimes more than Rupa Goswami, he has that experience. Panditva. I forgot the name of one poetry was very nice poetry. I know that's poetry, but name of the poetry I forgot. Anyhow, but that Raghunath Goswami, when he was in Vrindavan, everybody wants to hear from him the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. That is, he observed Mahaprabhu's full pastime in Puri Dham. And because he was with Sarup Damodar Goswami, then his expression, perfect expression, no doubt for anyone, and everybody respecting Raghunath Das Goswami, extremely devoted to Krishna and Mahaprabhu, then that type of honor everybody giving to him. And when Kaviraj Goswami went to Vrindavan, he mostly stayed with Raghunath Das Goswami. He tried to get association of Raghunath Das Goswami. And he learned from Raghunath Das Goswami. He was very learned Pandit of Krishnadas Das Kaviraj Goswami. If you see his book, Govinda Lilamrita, then we'll understand how much he was learning. But all the pastimes he collected from the Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And that expression we will get through Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is the greatest gift of Raghunath Das Goswami to us through Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And his position was so high in Brajadham, but he showing so below from others' position. And that all the Vaishnavas, they are respecting Raghunath Das Goswami that way in Vrindavan. That was the position of Raghunath Das Goswami. And Kaviraj Goswami which was infused poetry in Chaitanya. He expressed the Chaitanya Lilamrita Sar Sarupir Bhanda. Tehathuino Raghunathen Kante Taha Ja Kichu Shunilu Tahaiya Vistarilu Bhaktagane Diluaite. What is the gist of Sri Chaitanya Lila? That was with Raghunath Das Goswami, and he had got from Swarup Damodar, that is, he devoted, he dedicated to Swarup Damodar by order of Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar was the storekeeper of Chaitanya Lila. Then he everything given to Raghunath Das Goswami. And from Raghunath Das Goswami, I have got this consciousness, and I have got knowledge of Sri Chaitanya Dev. I have not seen Chaitanya Dev, but I have got knowledge from Raghunath Das Goswami. And what expression through me come in Vrindavan about Chaitanya Lila, that's only through Raghunath Das Goswami. Only it is possible by the grace of Raghunath Das Goswami. And after hearing from me all the Vaishnavas, they requested me that I shall write some book about Chaitanya Lila, like Bhagavad. That's also wealth of Raghunath Das Goswami. It is nothing. It was not anything in my store. I have got from Rukhata Swami and Rukhsana. Then Raghunatha Goswami, by his grace, we have got the full expression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime through Krishna Prabhupada. This is the highest gift of Raghunath Das Goswami. And he stayed in Mandal world 80 or 82 years, maybe, his pastime. And the whole time he spent for the service, Charidanda Suti Thakya Sabne Radha Krishna. Always he is serving mentally Radha Krishna and involved with their pastimes. That was his character. Sometimes Bacho would ask for them, but it's not so. Sometimes coming in Monday senses. All his sense was transcendental in the pastimes of Radha Krishna. And sometimes Monday sense is very and Deho Kriya, Dvaihi Kriya, like eating or drinking or anything, any habit, doing this or doing that, is a habit sometimes. That was the character of Raghunath Das Goswami. And actually, he was a sampradayashi kagu. Swar Goswami, they all are shikshaku. And for that, Krishna Das Goswami, he told the non-different shikshaku and shikshaguru position. That is everything I have got from Nityananda Prabhu, Rupa Sanatana, and Raghunath Thakur. And I am very much indebted with my that Guru Varga. And he told Sri Raghunath for the Yaras, Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna Das. Now only my hope, the lotus feet of Guru Raghunath. And that was Kaviraj Goswami's expression. And all the Goswami also respecting that way Raghunath Goswami. Maybe they are senior of Raghunath Goswami. Somebody junior of Raghunath Goswami, somebody senior of him. But everybody respecting so. A great respect. But he is showing himself Kansa Karandiya Amor Kanal Bhaktava. He is shown too much renunciation in his life. And we think no one can follow it. It is impossible to follow it. Shown in his life. That was his speciality. And another speciality, gift special, is that Sri Chaitanya's pastimes, Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And it come out from Raghunath Thakur Sahib, through Krishna Raghunath Thakur Sahib, in the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is supreme gift of Krishna. But his character, Raghunath Das Goswami's pastimes on book, Goswami's the Raghunath Das, which is published from Gaudiya Mission before in the time of Srila Prabhupada. Now it will have level of no. But his character and Gopisita Bhajmaya's character was very near. And in that book, all the whole character of Raghunath Das Goswami, you can see. Book's name Goswami Raghunath. I read that book. This is Raghunath Das. I want to know that. But I cannot explain in English now. Today's English is very poor. At the time, no other, I have business, only this. To speak about some glories of our Guru Bhargava. Then young boys come, is it or not? We must try. It is depending upon our character of Raghunath Das. But more than this, it is widely written in Raghunath Das Goswami, Goswami Sri Raghunath Das, the books
Bengali.
Maybe it is within our library, my library, but our library. And why I am telling my library. We have one library, no one looking at that library. No one taking care of that library. And many books from library, it is stolen. Many persons. And this library, someone very good collector, he collected some books. Vyasta Bhakta. And when he died, he given that to me. And I kept in my life. But I have not given time to read all. Sometimes I am taking some books and reading. But very rare book also, yeah, I have seen.
Arjun Vrindavan at the Samadhi of Lokanath Das Goswami and deities of
Gokulana.
Yeah, they're showing one Shila in Gunjamala there.
Yes, as that is my nature, I believe everything. I have no problem. If they show that Gunjamala and that Govardhan Shila, I also, Vrindavan Das Thakur tried to compose Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, when he heard Lochan Das, he already done it, then he changed the name and kept the name Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Lochan Das Thakur's book is named
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Vrindavan Das Thakur also composed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this book's name was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later Vrindavan Das Thakur gave a name Chaitanya Bhagavat, maybe by his mother's order.
Lochan Das Thakur's book is not so widely read.
Yes, reading. But there is, that is, I am thinking just now, 32nd ago, I am that is, if Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur not will come, we cannot understand what is what. Big beast Talwar. They are gone out. Not from the spiritual environment or our spiritual life, but for the conditioned souls, their position is gone very second position. That is, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is giving that consciousness. It is not good for you, it is not good for you, it is not good for you. Not to read this, not to read that. It not will be beneficial for your practicing life. And Lochan Das also gone that kind. Otherwise, Lochan Das composition is very high composition. Whereas, we are not reading Ujjal Nilmani, etc. That is, we have no right to read book. And through that, what will you get? That is, men white. Mm-hmm. We know many varieties of process for enjoying.
Not to make that a process.
And not to remember that after reading this book. That is the intention of Saraswati Thakur. When you remember it, you will remember your wife or your lover, your this, your that, but not. You first get, try to get liberated position. Then you can read that. That will be good for you. And you are conditioned so, and you are reading the pastimes of Radha Govinda. But you have no right to read it, actually. And collecting the knowledge, how much you want to collect? How much you can do that also? Not necessary to go that way. Come in the positive light, not to go negative way. That was Saraswati Thakur's teaching. You come in positive way, but a positive line, but not negative way. And if Saraswati Thakur not will come, we cannot understand it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also given some knowledge, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur given some respect to others also. But Saraswati Thakur like efforts, surgery. He had done surgery.
Surgery? Cutting.
My doctor, two kind of doctor. One is surgeon and one is normal.
General practitioner.
General practitioner. Bhakti Thakur is general practitioner. First practitioner.
Yes, regular doctor is called
general. Regular doctor is general practitioner. Bhakti Thakur in the line of regular doctor. But Saraswati Thakur was specialist for us. And surgery was his subject. Then he cut at many things. I told just 30 seconds before I am thinking, why we are not giving so much attention in Chaitanya Mangal. Even in Chaitanya Bhagavat also. What attention we are giving in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that type of attention we are not giving in other things. Who gave that consciousness? Given Saraswati Thakur. That is his presence.
Maharaj, Chaitanya Bhagavat is not accessible for us or appropriate.
No, appropriate. All books is appropriate for us, and for that they compose. But when three books in front of me, which will be beneficial for us, that's shown for sure. But he given respect to all books, not all books. But what is more beneficial for us, that is given Saraswati Thakur. And more than Saraswati Thakur given Guru Maharaj. Saraswati Thakur sometimes very big mission, he is maintaining big mission, and sometimes he is little hiding. But Guru Maharaj was very much scrutinizer. Too much scrutinizer. Too much. Extremely. I am afraid to tell what Guru Maharaj said. And I have not told. Still I have not told. That is only Guru Maharaj can say and I can hear. That is, I have full regard for Guru Maharaj, full faith for Guru Maharaj. And I believe it. But I am afraid to tell to others, my friends, they will lose some temperament. And it is not good for them. Then everything you cannot say, always, you have no right to say. Guru Maharaj told me it is enough. But finish that chapter. But if I say to my friends, I must be offended. He told, he was very finest put in nature. That is many times I am thinking of them. I am thinking it is not will be palatable for the conditioned soul in their dishes. It is good to hide. I need to do good for my friends. Then I do not want to make massacre. They are not. That is my intention, actually. Many things sometimes Guru has told very serious. Cannot digest. No one can digest. Even his godbrother Jajar Maharaj cannot digest. And Jajar Maharaj told me, you tell to Guru Maharaj not to speak this. That is, Guru Maharaj hearing. What I am telling sometimes Guru Maharaj hearing. And I have right to tell him. That is, I am telling everything. Many times that was, oh, Sita Maharaj, you tell not to tell. And he is not telling. If he will go to tell, he will be chastised. But Guru Maharaj, what you heard from Prabhupada, only you are taking name of Prabhupada's authority. And Guru Maharaj was very heavy sometimes. But I also cannot say, I am thinking, and I am very happy with that. But I do not want to say, and what for, that is, they will be misguided to hear. Not so much Guru Maharaj is telling, but sometimes few special matter when he is expressing very heavy. Sometimes. আরে আমার খাবার কত দশ মিনিট আমি থাকতে পারবো আমার his articles, etc. And I am thinking, they are great pundits, no doubt, and big devotees, Saraswati Thakur, and very pious devotees. But preaching Mangala is not. A very ordinary thing, too much ordinary. One lecture given heading Cheto Darpana Mantra. And I am reading that part. There is nothing about Cheto. Then which I shall say, it is very good lecture. When it is telling Cheto Darpana Marjana, there must be Cheto Darpana Marjana description.
Mm-hmm. Not there.
Not.
Certainly not good job to do you know.
That is
heavy. You have
a... to jolt them. All the others try to... Guravo bahava santi sishya vitta pahara. Durlava Sadguru Devi Sishya Santapa. Lord Shiva said, yes, thousands of gurus you will see, they are only looking their own interests. No one giving the proper knowledge to their desire. Maybe I told someone, I cannot remember this word. Very nice it was. My comment. Comment is, we are all cheaters. And cheaters to the society, cheaters to religion. Like that, somebody make me excited. An Indian, he is Indian. Then I said to him, what do you know about religion? Why do you want to know what religion is? He said, I cannot remember. I tried to remember about matter. I told some matter must come. Maybe Brahmi or maybe something. You are cheating. You are cheating to the society. You are cheating Vedas. And not only that, so Guru Maharaj, I told very serious sometimes, Guru Maharaj, the Ved is cheating to others. Vedas also cheating others. we are so proud about Veda. The business is cheating to reveal the real world. Cheating to reveal the real world. That is the business of Veda. That type of Guru Maharaj is passing. Very intelligent.
Why is that, Maharaj? Because it's distracting from
actually, what is religion? Religion, service to Krishna. Mm-hmm. Only that is one religion for all the jivas. Service to Krishna, no other business. But when they are showing varieties of religiosity, a mood and attitude and preparation, all cheating. That is Guru Maharaj. And he is always proving that through the Srimad Bhagavatam, through the Vedas, he is collecting that shloka and he is tapping that. Like a shloka. Tasmat tavuddhavutsitya chodhanam kruti chodhanam pravittincha livittincha srotabhaṁ srutamevacha. This shloka clearly telling what Veda said, don't follow. What Purana said, don't follow.
Bhagavatam?
Yes, follow the only Bhagavatam. Bhagavat means Krishna consciousness. And Swami Maharaj was like that. Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, very same. And Guru Maharaj is fine, more fine point. Finest point. Guru Maharaj has more fineness point. That is Swami Maharaj always obsessed to Guru Maharaj. But their position was very sensitive, I have seen. When they are debating, that time I was not learned, but I understand Bengali. I was 17 years old, and I read that time whole Bengali literature of the great poet and Rabindranath, Bunkim Chandra, Sarat Chandra, and Shakespeare in Bengali, Milton, Paradise Lost in Bengali, David Copperfield in Bengali. Many. Still I can remember David Copperfield. Many, many sins, many I can remember. Tears Post, Dora, Emily, there was some character. Mr. Mordstone. Then Bengali was in my control. And I understand when there are conversations going in Bengal. And I understand all Bengali. And I was surprised. They both was in same Hare Krishna. There, both knowledge was very clear. And actually, they want our good, to do something good for the conditions. their topics always like that. And they are living devotees of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Varieties of devotees of Saraswati Thakur. But I am thinking they are living devotees of Saraswati Thakur. But circumstances change their some policy, preaching policy. Otherwise they were very much spoilution. Condition for it. They change some policy. How much strong was Saraswati Thakur? When Guru Maharaj is told they eat full supply from the hotel in our student home, the food of their students, it will be very bad impression for our interns. And we not only do that. That was Guru Maharaj. And Saraswati Thakur, what for? 1,000 baht ago I think. 1,000 baht ago. You remember that Guru Maharaj himself told me. Then what is that conception? 1,000 baht ago, Saraswati Thakur, he is telling. But giving so much pressure, impression. What you are thinking that Brahmanite mentality you throw out your Brahmanite mentality. Guru Maharaj himself told, it is in his lecture you will get. Then what is what you understand? And who will say like this? Guru Maharaj himself telling about him for our benefit. He himself telling this. It is abusement of him.
Yeah.
And himself telling. Then how much he was affectionate and well-wishing for us. He do not care for him. But now Guru not like that. Now all Guru is heavy position. But some of the Guru is sober continuing, sober. But they cannot claim any exceptional property. They are general Guru. We are respecting general Guru. But if anyone comes for demanding, then I am very angry. I am fallen soul, I know. But I know the knowledge. I heard from my Guru. And I am standing in my standpoint. In my track. I am not betrayed. Anyway, and for that I am challenging everybody. This is my challenge, open meeting. Always I am doing that. my nature like that. All is in open. And they are afraid. Even Jajavar Maharaj, I not only challenged Gosai Maharaj, I not only challenged Mahatma. That's true. But everybody I challenge. And when I am going in front of them, they are behaving with me like their friend, not thinking I am my extreme junior person. That is, they know that I am living with Sridhar Maharaj. Even Sakhi Babu, who was the senior most disciple and very honorable disciple of my Prabhupada Sakhi family, he asked me this, and I told him, and suddenly I have seen there is some slokas. And I told, and I read the sloka, and I have got that meaning. I told, Guru has written me here, everything. Why I shall go to Guru for asking?
That was an astrological calculation.
Yes, calculation. And Sakhi Babu was stunned. The no one seen. No one know. And everybody asking this, debating, many things going on. But no one have seen this. And he was very surprised. Then he asking me, you know the meanings? I told, sure. I am a disciple of Sridhar Maharaj. I do not know his slokas, meanings. Which I am disciple. But my telling style like that,
boldly, telling.
Very boldly and joking, joking. Would you have disciple of Sridhar Maharaj? If I do not know the meanings of his slokas, then Sakhi Babu told me, yes, you explain it. Then I explained. Then he told, I did it in Bengali, then you see, they are written in Bengali that year. Then I told, I have no time to calculate. You calculate. Finish. No one can say to Sakhi Babu like this. Then there is Prabhupada, this one very learned disciple. They are thinking their group is so learned. That big group, there are 3-4 was there. And they are thinking they know everything. And they said, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said this. And Sridhar Maharaj, if it is Sridhar Maharaj's comment, then it is wrong. And I told Prabhu, I am here in front of me, you cannot tell it. Your guru may be wrong. But my guru never has been wrong. This way I am telling you. Your guru Prabhupada and my guru Sridhar Maharaj. So when Sridhar Maharaj and Prabhupada, who is right? I must say my guru is right, your guru. And they cannot digest it. And it is impossible to digest it. Also, anyone will tell in front of me this, I cannot digest. That is, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, I have much love for Saraswati Thakur. And I am his grandson. And I am proud for that. Anyone will tell about Saraswati Thakur, I must shoot him. But I am throwing that type of arrow to his heart. That is, they are very proud about Saraswati Thakur, but they are thinking Sridhar Maharaj is below them Saraswati Thakur. And my thinking, Sridhar Maharaj is over them Saraswati Thakur. Then I took immediate challenge. I told, maybe Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is wrong, but Sridhar Maharaj never do wrong. When he is engraved it, this is perfect and I can't. Then that man said, which way you will prove it? I told, which way? Sridhar Maharaj knows it. That way I can prove it. Then I have no time in my hand. Otherwise I can joke more. Then I told Prabhu, you see Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are everything given.
Oh,
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Which chapter? Which chapter? I mean, last chapter, there is given some
synopsis? Summary.
Summary of Mahaprabhu, first time. There it is. Then he is searching Chaitanya Charitamrita. I told, oh, close your book and hear from me. Money joke. It is not my proudness, but I am proud, no doubt. But not money. Making them money worse. It is joke. Then I told Mahaprabhu, how long alive? 48 years. And 24 years he took sannyas. Then I gave him some mathematical proof. The Chopi workshop said, Jay Magma, Star Sukula Pokya Prabhu Korela. That finished 24 years. And he took sannyas. Then 6 years he preached. And 6 years he come Vrindavan, etc., etc. Yeah. And 24 plus 6, how much? And he said, yes, 31. Plus 6, how much? 37. And Bhumas, you can get 37. Then it was 37. And last time Mahaprabhu come to Vrindavan, last month, his preaching life. Then he gone back to Puri, and there he gone to Gambhira. And now Gandhacharya said that message, then Mahaprabhu stopped to preach. This is his character. And 12 years he was in Gambhira. Then 24 plus 12, how much? That is 36. And 36, that is last period, little more gone, and it is gone to 37. And he cannot tell him. He's still alive. Then Maharaj is now very old. Then Sukhdeva said, too much praise me, oh, you are so intelligent, boy. Now we have got relief. This, many things. I told Prabhu, it is nothing matter. Necessary to give hearing perfectly from Guru. Then he will understand everything. Then he, last question he have done, I know Sanskrit or not perfectly. He wants to know that. And there was one shloka, and there was one word. Then many of Pandit, they tried to understand the meanings of that word. That word is Ratneshu Vedan. And Sadhguru said, you know the meanings of that shloka, that part of the shloka. I told, yes, why not? It is Guru Maharaj's shloka. Can you explain it? I told, yes. Then I explained. The Ratneshu, they are thinking it is Shasti Vibhakti. Shasti. Saptami Vibhakti. Saptami, last. Bahuvachan. They are thinking Saptami Bahuvachan, but it is not Saptami Bahuvachan. It is only some mathematics inside. Ratna Isu Be. That is Ratneshu Veda. Then I explained. I said, you are very happy. things happen. Actually, first necessary faith, what my Guma has told me, that is 100%. Then which way it is 100% perfect? If you do not know, you search that. And by the grace of your Guma, you will get it. And another policy Guru was using that, he was habituated with that, and that is he was habituated, I am also following. And I am getting so much benefit through that. Someone will do question about any sloka. If someone told, what is the meaning of sloka of Maharaj, then you must ask him, what do you know about that? That is Guru Maharaj's policy. Otherwise he can misguide you and make some chaos. But you not give chance to him for making chaos. First you ask, what is your idea about it? Please tell me. And I am always applying theory, and I am getting very good results. Now I am habituated with theory, but always I am applying. What is your opinion? Someone will be questioned, what is your opinion? What do you think? This is the my Guru Maharaj. If you do that, few months you will be habituated. And very nice person. Then he cannot go any chaotic life. He cannot. Then you bind him with his own opinion. Then you beat him. Very nice process. And this is Mahaprabhu's process. First Mahaprabhu shown it to Digvijay Pandit. Mahaprabhu tell to Digvijay, please explain some sloka. What you told, it is like thunder. No one can understand the meanings. We are all the unqualified. Please tell one sloka, explain please. Then Digvijay thinking, what they would understand this sloka's meanings and what can I say to them, what they will know. And they avoid him. Then Digvijay said to Mahaprabhu, which sloka I shall explain? I told 100 slokas. Can you say anything? Which sloka? Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, Mahattam Gangaya Satamai Midrama Bhakti Vidra. This sloka you can explain. And the Vijay was surprised. It is miracle. This boy which way memorize, hearing once.
I have so many.
And then he told, he cannot check him. He told, which you memorize? Pandit. And Mahaprabhu said, you have got mercy from Saraswati, that is, you are Saraswati, son of Saraswati, everybody tells you. But someone have got some mercy of Saraswati. That is, I can memorize. Then the Vijay told the meanings of beautiful meanings of that sloka. Then Mahaprabhu asked, now you do dissection of that. What is good and what is bad inside of this sloka? You tell me. And if he was angry, bang in my sloop. You are very brave. Nothing bad in my sloop. That is Saraswati herself. She told. Then he marvels it. Bhavabhuti, Kalidas, all was Saraswati's. But a son of Saraswati, Pema. But they have done also wrong. Yes, bro.
The shloka that Advaitacharya gave to Mahaprabhu, which changed his mood in the Golden Volcano, Guru Maharaj described that as a very mystic type of shloka.
Baul ke kahiyo, hate nabika jau, baul ke kahiyo loke vahi lo au, baul ke kahiyo loke vahi lo au, baul ke kahiyo hate nabika jau, baul ke kahiyo ka je nahi ko au, baul ke kahiyo iha kahiya che. And Mahaprabhu, Karudavana knows the meaning, but doubly sure, he asked the Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said, Acharya Tantri Prabhav. He is a great Tantri, Advaita Acharya. And he sometimes inviting, doing puja, then he is living in that city. But I do not know what is the meaning, but it is possible. And from that it shall down. But alone. And tested the heart, the mood of Radhara, exclusive devotional mood of Radhara. Not preach so much. When somebody coming, telling something. And mostly time he is spending. And that we have got from Kaviraj Goswami. And Kaviraj Goswami we have got from Raghunatha. Raghunatha Goswami.